It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? This is a special day in our neighborhood. Somebody's coming to visit, and I want to show you some pictures of that somebody. Here you see Mr. McFeely and his granddaughter, Chrissy Thompson. That's who it is. And here's a picture of Chrissy with Mr. Rogers. Now, those are pictures of when Chrissy was a little girl. I want you to see a picture of Chrissy graduating from high school. Well, she's coming to visit her grandparents, and Mr. McFeely said that he would bring Chrissy over to visit us sometime today. So I think I'll just go outside and wait for them. It's nice out on the porch anyway. Come along. Come out here sometimes, I think about a time when I was very little. You know, I wasn't allowed to go out of the house by myself when I was very little. My parents were afraid that somebody might take me away and they wouldn't see me again. So they always said, Freddie, when you want to go outside, always tell somebody and somebody can go with you. Well, the day I'm thinking about, I forgot. And I went out in the yard by myself, and my mother couldn't find me in the house anywhere. She called and called, but I couldn't hear her because I was outside. Finally, she looked out in the yard, and there I was. Well, she was really angry. And she made me go to my room and think about what I had done. And that made me sad. And angry, too. But you know, if children do things that might be dangerous, their parents can get very angry. It's just that their parents want them to be safe and well, that's all. Hey, Jermaine.
Hi.
How are you?
All right, how are you doing today?
Good, thanks. I'm glad to see you. Where are you on your way to?
I'm going to practice some breaking with my friends.
Breakdancing with your friends.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like you to know my friends. This is Jermaine Vaughn.
Ah.
That's my television neighbor. Do you think you could stay a bit?
Sure.
Good. Well, maybe you'd show me how to do some breakdancing.
All right.
You? All right.
Mm-hmm.
This is what you do with. This is what you do it on, isn't
mm-hmm.
it? Can I help you put it down?
Sure.
Here, I'll take this. It's a piece of cardboard, isn't it?
Yep.
You always use something like that.
Uh-huh.
What is it that you like to do in breakdancing?
Well, I like to do waving.
Waving?
Uh-huh.
Well, show me how you do that.
All right. Just move your body slowly, like that.
Move it slowly?
Yeah.
Like as if there's a wave going the whole way through your body?
Yeah.
Let me see.
Yeah.
Then make it come back, huh?
Yeah.
That's really nice. What else do you like to do?
Moonwalking.
Moonwalk?
Mm-hmm.
How do you do that?
All right, put your foot like this.
Like that.
Then you push back. Then you push back. Yeah, like that. You got it? Yeah.
I think it's hard.
Yeah.
Let me just see you do it yourself, the moonwalking.
All right.
That is really nice. How long have you been breakdancing?
Since I was 7.
Since you were 7? Yeah. And you're 12 now, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Do you practice a lot?
Uh-huh, every day.
Every day?
Mm-hmm.
And you do it with some of your friends, don't
you?
Yeah,
we have a group.
A breakdancing group?
Yeah.
Well, would you show us some of the very fancy things that I've seen you do before, but I'd like my neighbors to see?
All right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
How do I turn your music on here?
Just push play.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's wonderful.
Thanks.
I really like the way you do that, but I'd never be able to do that kind of thing. I think that it takes an awful lot of practice, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
How long do you practice?
Every day.
Every day. Mm-hmm. And you practice with your friends, don't you?
Yep.
And you do that together?
We make up routines.
You make up routines.
Mm-hmm.
You have kind of a break dancing group, don't you? Well, you're a mighty special neighbor of mine.
Thanks.
I'm glad to know you. Now let me help you fold this up. You're going off to practice now, aren't you?
Yep.
Hope you'll come back. Oh, let me give you this. Sure wish you well.
Thanks.
Bye, Jermaine.
Bye.
You a fine boy? Oh, there they are.
Hi, Mr. Rogers.
Chrissy, so good to see you.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
Oh, you remember my television neighbor.
Hello.
Chrissy Thompson.
Chrissy's going on the rounds with me today, making some speedy deliveries.
Well, do you think she could stay a little bit with us?
Oh, sure. I have a delivery down the road. I'll be back in a few minutes, all right?
Good, Mr. McPhee.
Okay, see you later.
Bye, Grandpa.
Bye.
Oh, come, let's just sit down together here and have a little talk. I was showing my friends this graduation picture of you.
Oh, yes.
I am so proud of you and
Thank
all
you.
That you've done. How does it feel?
Good. It really makes you feel good about yourself. And I think it makes you forget about the limitations you have when you can find things that you can do.
Well, you can do lots of things. And I just heard that you're planning to be a medical secretary.
Yep.
You're in school for that now, are
mm-hmm.
you?
Yeah, I'll be done with it in December.
Uh-huh. And you'll have another graduation.
You bet.
Well, there are a good many children that I talk with who have disabilities that people can see. And I just wondered if some of the time in school it wasn't hard for you.
It sure was. People look at you in different ways. Some people are ready to accept you, other people aren't. What everybody has to remember is that everybody has limitations, and it doesn't matter if some are more obvious than others. And that's what might make it a little easier sometimes.
Tell me about your camp experiences and your choir experiences.
I had a lot of choir ones. Camp was really neat. I went to an Easter Seals camp, and it was for 2 weeks out of the year. And it was up on a hill, So it was, and it was really wooded. You know, it had a lot of woods in it. It was really pretty. And the people there were just really neat. It was just like a family, you know, right there. And just in the 2 weeks that we were together, we got really close, and it was just a family. And had a lot of fun, too. A lot of water fights, a lot of all kinds of things like that. And yet there was also a lot of sharing there. And
did many of the people there have braces and crutches? And
all of them had some sort of a physical or mental handicap.
I see. You say that it's a real struggle sometimes to make it through. What have you found to be the most help in struggle?
People around you help a lot, as well as, you know, family and friends make a big difference. If you can just find, you know, one person that will do that, that will help you through.
One person who cares about you just the way you are.
Right, exactly the way you are.
There are always things to deal with in life, though, aren't there?
Yes, even without a disability.
I've always been so so proud of you. You know, maybe you remember these pictures.
There's
the,
yes,
the one
I do.
With your granddad.
Yes.
And here's one with me.
Yes, I do.
When you were much younger. Well, in those days, little did we know that you were going to be a graduate from high school. But I want you to have something that I got for you. This is a little bit of a surprise. Because it's a kind of symbol for me of freedom. And freedom is very important to both you and me. And this is a butterfly, Chrissy. And as you wear it, I hope that you can think of your times in our neighborhood.
Thank you very much.
You like that?
Yes, I do.
Well, it's just a kind of a reminder of, I'm not sure that I can do that fancy thing. Yeah? Get it on?
I don't know if I can either. Let's see.
Try it. Chrissy Thompson and her butterfly. Well, there's lots between us, you know. Lots of years of growing. And lots of very wonderful memories. And there comes your grandfather.
Well, I'm back. Hi, Chrissy.
Hello,
oh,
Grandpa.
Mr. McFeely, we had such a good visit.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Here's your other crush,
Chrissy. Thank you. Look what he got me for graduation.
Why, it's a
butterfly
necklace. That's lovely.
It's a butterfly.
I'm so proud of Chrissy and all her accomplishments.
Well, we all are. I'm so glad you'd come, Chrissy.
Thank you.
Well,
I'm glad
you, my dear.
More stops in the neighborhood today.
Please give my best to your family.
I will.
Will you?
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Right this way, Chrissy.
Bye-bye.
We're on to off to Chef Brockett's place. Good day.
Have a good one, Mr. McFeely.
Thank you. Bye-bye. This way, Chrissy.
I'm so glad to know that family. Chrissy allows people to talk about important things with her. She's a mighty fine young lady. Well, let's go inside. Raleigh, we'll have some make-believe. The people and the animals in the neighborhood of make-believe are getting ready for the wedding of Betty Okanak Templeton and James Michael Jones. Daniel Tiger is supposed to be the ring bearer, but he's been having trouble keeping the ring on the pillow. But Anna Platypus says she'll do it. Well, we'll make believe more about that now. Neighborhood of make believe, Charlie.
Yes, it is an exciting time, Trolley. I'm on my way to Southwood now to see how things are coming along there. Oh, that's all right, Trolley. I can walk.
Oh, Lady Amberlin! Lady Amberlin! Could I talk with you a minute?
That sounds like Elsie Jean Platypus. It is Elsie Jean.
Oh, thank you for coming.
Oh, well, I was on my way to Southwood, Elsie Jean, and I thought I heard you calling.
I know, and I'm a tiny bit upset.
Oh, what's the matter?
Well, it's Anna. She says she wants to be in the wedding.
Oh, really?
Yes, she says that Daniel's the ring bearer, and Prince Tuesday's going to help hold the train, and you and Henrietta are going to be bridesmaids, and she wants to do something.
I can understand that.
But I've just told her that everybody cannot be in the wedding.
Well, you and Dr. Bill and Anna are all invited, aren't you?
Oh, indeed we are, but Anna is very determined.
Oh, hello, Anna.
Hello.
We were just talking about you.
Oh?
I told Lady Amberlynn about you wanting to be in the wedding, Anna.
So?
If everyone were in the wedding, Anna, there wouldn't be anybody to sit and watch it.
I'd rather be in it.
I can understand that, dear.
What am I going to do about it?
You'll go with your mom and dad.
And you'll be able to sit with us and watch the whole thing.
But I want to be in it.
No, dear, you may go to it, but not be in the wedding.
Oh, Phooey, you say no, but I want you to say yes.
She is determined, isn't she?
Oh, she certainly is, and it's really hard when a mother has to say no.
We just can't have everything we want in life, can we?
No, we can't.
But learning to cope with disappointments when we're young helps us to deal with other disappointments when we're grown up.
Oh, that's so helpful for me to hear, dear. As I say, it's very hard for a mother to say no when her child wants something so much.
Well, you're a very understanding mother, Elsie Jean.
And you're such a dear friend.
Oh, Lady Amberlynn, please come here.
Oh, it sounds like somebody else wants to talk to you.
Sounds like Daniel Tiger.
Yes, well, run along, dear. It's grand to see you.
Bye, Elsie Jean.
Bye.
Oh, thank you for coming. Will you please take this pillow and this ring back to Betty Templeton? I just can't be the ring bearer.
Are you still having trouble with it?
I really am. I practiced and practiced all night and all day, and I can't keep that thing straight. Anyway, I'm too shy and I just can't do it.
I know that it's hard, Daniel, but I also know that Betty Templeton would love for you to do it.
Anna could do it.
Oh, but Betty invited you, Daniel.
You tell her that I'm having trouble. A lot of trouble, will you?
I certainly will. I'm on my way to her place now in Southwood.
If I keep dropping that ring, I'm not going to be in the wedding.
I understand, Daniel. See you later.
Okay.
Looks like we have a lot of things to work out. But I'll talk with Betty about all that.
You're a fine person to help me with this, Keith.
Well, I'm your best man. I'm glad to be of help.
You're going to look mighty dapper in your best man outfit.
Well, it should be a beautiful wedding.
Here I am, Hans, the perfect provider.
That's exactly what we need.
Oh, Betty, you're the most extraordinary woman.
I'll give you a kiss for that.
And I'll give you a poem for that. My Betty is a sweetheart. She kisses on the cheek. Soon she and I will marry. Our futures we will seek together.
That's it?
That is it, my dearly beloved.
You're a person of many talents. This wedding place is looking lovely. Everyone is so happy about the wedding.
Hi, friends.
Look, it's Lady Aberlin.
Why, bridesmaid Aberlin, what brings you to this happy place?
Oh, I just wanted to see how everything was coming along.
I trust that you like this sanctum sanctorum.
Is that what this place is called?
That's what I call it.
I call it the wedding place.
Oh, it's gonna be beautiful. Mm-hmm.
The three of us have been building it together.
But my best man has been doing most of the work.
Ah, you're the best man.
Well, that's what James Michael wants.
And I want it too, hon. After all, you're my best neighbor.
Betty, there are some things I need to talk with you about. Could you leave this work for a few minutes?
Of course, hon. I'd be glad for a little rest. Excuse me, gentlemen. Mm-hmm. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Farewell for a few, my dear, I do.
Oh, before we go, James, do tell Lady Aberlin the lovely poem you made up for me.
Of course. Kiss me first, dear. My Betty is a sweetheart. She kisses on the cheek. Soon she and I will marry. Our futures we will seek together.
Why, thank you, Mr. Jones.
You're undoubtedly welcome, I'm sure.
I love poetry and poets, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Now, what would you like to talk about? Everybody is so happy. I think weddings are the best things, don't you?
Oh, yes, weddings are wonderful. But just like everything else, there are a few things to work out with weddings.
Well, don't tell me King Friday's backing I out.
Oh, no. In fact, he's getting a new robe and crown cover and is memorizing his words.
Oh, lovely, lovely. Well, what is it exactly?
It's Daniel.
Is he still worried about being the ring bearer?
Yes, he is. He just can't seem to keep the ring on the pillow as he walks. And he says he'll drop it, and besides, he's too shy.
Oh, I'd be so disappointed if he didn't do it.
Maybe you could talk with him.
Well, I'll do that. He said yes, he would be the ring bearer, and I think he can do it. After we finish this wedding place, I'll go and have a little chat with that little tame tiger.
Oh, good. And now I'd like to talk with you about some of these other things.
Well, first, let's see how the men are coming along. They may need me for something.
Hi.
Hi.
Well, where's my future husband?
Oh, he had to get some supplies.
Well, I could have done that, hon.
Well, he had to go to the neighborhood of make-believe. You know, I think he should be there by now.
Oh, he's a lively person.
Indeed he is. Mm-hmm. A lively, lovely person.
Oh, how do you do, Sir Trolley? Oh, you're not, but you look like nobility to me. You're most welcome, I'm sure. Oh, we are coming along nicely. I trust you will come to the wedding. Very good, then. Good day.
Did you ever feel you just couldn't do what grown-ups wanted you to do? Daniel felt that way. We'll think more about that next time. People don't always get to do just what they want to do. Have you found that out? Do you ever get angry when you're not allowed to do something? Well, grown-ups sometimes do, too. That's why I wrote that song, What Do You Do With the Mad That You Feel? If you know that song, sing it with me, will you? What do you do with the mad that you feel when you feel so mad you could bite? When the whole wide world seems oh so wrong and nothing you do seems very right? What do you do? Do you punch a bag? Do you pound some clay or some dough? Do you round up friends for a game of tag and see how fast you go? It's great to be able to stop when you've planned a thing that's wrong. and be able to do something else instead and think this song. I can stop when I want to, can stop when I wish, can stop, stop, stop anytime. And what a good feeling to feel like this, and know that the feeling is really mine. Know that there's something deep inside that helps us become what we can. For a girl can be someday a woman, and a boy can be someday a man. Are you growing up to be a woman? Are you growing up to be a man? Whatever, I like you just the way you are. What do you think that Chrissy might do sometimes when she's angry? People don't have to hurt anything or anybody when they're angry. In fact, learning what to do with the mad that we feel is one of the most important things we can learn as we're growing. And it gives you such a good feeling as you learn to do that. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. I'm proud that you're growing, and knowing that there are times when people say no, as well as times when people say yes, you're growing into a very special person. You. Be back next time. Bye.
The people who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.